This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to call in. And kjradio.com if you want to contact us by email or whatever. We love getting your messages. In fact, a gentleman sent me a message just the other day. What was his name? Very nice message. And it was like, you know, hey, Kev, you know, I'm glad to know that you guys, you know, read the messages. And I'm going to find it because I want to actually read what he said. Here's what he says. Thanks for mentioning your listeners' notes. If you get a charge out of getting them, trust me, us listeners get a double charge and are so encouraged to know that you get and read a lot of them. Would like to send you more notes of preach on, brother. But dang, work gets in the way and to be able to always, not able to always stop and write. Keep up the great work. So much appreciate your efforts. That came from Dennis. So Dennis, I appreciate your message. I told you guys, we get them. We get lots of messages that do you guys call the show 844-551-8255, and occasionally we call, you know, we'll play them. Generally speaking, it's just you guys leaving a message of encouragement, or, you know, Kevin, you're going to cover this or cover that, and we like that as well. So love getting your messages. I can't stress that enough. So happy you guys are out there listening to us, because we have to fight against the we have to swim upstream much of the time. We're fighting against ourselves, these rhino Republicans like Mitch McConnell, who I blame for Roy Moore losing. And then we're fighting against these cretins on the left. Soulless cretins is what they are, these Democrats, these leftists, these so-called progressives. And I talked about them earlier because what I said to you is you must... And this is kind of our theme of the day, is you have to learn not to care about them. And it's tough to do as a conservative. You go, look, I'm programmed to sort of want to help people, to get them out of their malaise, out of their stupor. Well, they're celebrating tonight. You know why they're celebrating? Because Planned Parenthood can kill more black babies. They're celebrating because they can bring in more terrorists, perhaps. They can stop you from getting your money back from the government by stopping President Trump's tax bill. They can let in more illegals and give them more rights than you so they can go kill more Kate Steinleys and get off. Yeah, they're exuberant. They're over there celebrating this stuff. They're celebrating that they elected a guy that served for 8 years and doubled our debt, that ran our deficit through the roof, that brought in terrorism in ways we don't even, you know, that we would never have believed it in our lives, that we would be fighting terrorists, brought in more bad people, banditos coming in from Mexico, robbing the country of Mexico of its people and its culture. And I could go on. The shooting of cops, condoning it, blessing racist terrorist groups like Black Lives Matter, and I could continue. This is what this is the type of people that are over there smiling and laughing because Roy Moore lost last night and Doug Jones won. They're cretins. So how could you possibly care about somebody like that? They expect you to care. They know you will get up and go to work so you can give more of your tax dollars to that gross beast called the federal government that doesn't give a crap about you. They love that you'll do that, that no matter what, you're still going to show up, come rain or shine. And then they're going to redistribute that money to people, you know, with names like Jaquan and Duwan and Rodrigo, who have more girlfriends, more wives, and more kids by all of them than probably you and all your brothers and sisters combined. They don't care. So why should you? You know how to let go. You've had to give tough love to a kid or tough love to a friend. You love them, but sometimes you got to let them go their own way. The Bible says, when I was a child, I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I acted like a man. What we don't know how to do well, folks, is learn not to care. When we talk of raising the ocean There's a, you know, the saying, a rising tide raises all ships. Well, that's too doggone bad. I'm sorry that Donald Trump's economy is raising the ships for everybody, because you know what? The leftists don't care. They aren't going to credit him. They're going to credit Barack Obama, unless you tell them when they say, well, that was Barack Obama's economy. You go out. You're a fool if you believe that. Barack Obama said he couldn't save Carrier, and Trump did it. He said we were going to lose manufacturing. Trump's bringing it back. Shut up. I don't want to hear anything from you. We need to make the left want to be us. You want to know why? Because we're crazy, sexy, cool. There should be a penalty for being a leftist. You shouldn't benefit from Donald Trump's stock market. You should have to take your money out. You shouldn't benefit from safer neighborhoods. Get your butt to the ghetto or get out of the country. There should be a penalty. An illegal shot and killed Kate Steinle, and he didn't pay. The people who let him in that sanctuary city, they didn't pay. In fact, they believed they were vindicated by the not guilty verdict. See, what we did was right. No, it wasn't. And oh, by the way, when you see your black folks, because there's some of them that know this, ask any one of them. Hey, I'm just going to ask you, Jaquan, do you think you could have shot Kate Steinle and stayed out of prison, my brother? See, what leftists do, they destroy stuff. And what they did to Roy Moore is they destroyed this man's reputation for fun. I want you to imagine that. You've worked your entire life to build a reputation as a good person, let's say a judge, and because of some petty ideology, somebody wants to destroy you. And those very same leftists protected other leftists whom they know are bad people, men of ill repute. They protected Kevin Spacey, Charlie Sheen, Weinstein, Bill Clinton, and many others. They stood right there shoulder to shoulder fighting for him. Gillibrand, I'm going to be talking about her. I talked about her earlier, actually. But Gillibrand was on the campaign trail with a known rapist, Bill Clinton. Took donations 6 times from Harvey Weinstein, and she wants to tell you, I'm the new keeper of women. Yes, she is. Folks, fear not. In the end, we win. Don't sweat it. You are in the best position you have been in as a conservative in decades. And don't you worry about it. You go out there, you do your thing, but you better open your mouth and let these leftists know you're not going to be stepped on. You're not going to be trampled on. They want to rub Doug Jones in your face, say, I tell you what, we still got Donald Trump. So take that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
New York Cuomo come on and say it was a low-tech bomb. Oh, moron, you're not the manager at Best Buy, you're the governor of New York. Who cares what it was? What are you doing to stop it? And then the other moron, the bull, comes on and says, oh, it wasn't a well-planned attack. Now you're critiquing it? Yeah, that's good. Let them know what they did wrong so that they can improve on the next time. What a moron. Yeah, why don't you give them a list of all the plumbing supplies places in New York so the next pipe bomb could be made with the best materials? These people are out of their minds. And now all you hear is, were they on the terrorist watch list? Were they not on it? Where is this list? Why isn't this list posted all over the place? Why is it a secret? There's only like 200 people on it. The list of who bangs your sister is longer than that. It should be in every bodega. It should be on the scoreboard at Yankee Stadium. Everybody should know. The FBI's watching them. We're all getting attacked. What are they doing? We should all be watching because these people don't care. They don't care about you. Let me tell you something. If I was the governor right now, you would hear me say, okay, the 200 people on the watch list, we just kicked their doors in. We took them and their family, and they're on a leaky boat towards the middle of the ocean. Out of here. Do something already. People are, they're putting our lives in danger. They don't give a shit about us.
I gotta tell you, I love this guy right here. I love this guy. I love this guy. This is the New Yorker I'm looking for. This is the New Yorker that could never vote for a cretin like Hillary Clinton. You follow me? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. See, that's heartfelt. That's what the people of New York feel. I was saying earlier, there are many places in New York, that there are many people in New York who don't even know terror attacks occur. They don't know what's going on. They don't know the politics. They don't even care. There are many people in New York who are glad to hear that terror attack occurred, and the one before on Halloween. They're happy for it. They love it. This is the time we live in where there are people out there who are wishing mayhem to come in. And oh, by the way, politicians are bringing it in. Come on. Isn't that crazy? Wow. The guy says, a low-tech bomb. What are you, like, work at Best Buy? I like that. What are you going to do to stop it? Isn't that the question? What are you going to do to stop it? Because, see, let me explain something to you. You leftists out there listening to the program, they don't want to stop it. They want to fight it. They now have a new disease, terror, and now they get to go after it. And the way they're going to go after it is they're going to take your money. They're going to tell you, hey, guys, you know, there's still some good people out there. Don't sweat it. We'll get to them, but we got to do this. It's going to take some, you know, we're going to have to crack a few eggs to make this happen. And you know, it's going to cost us. We're all going to have to pay a small price for it. But in the end, we're going to feel better about it, being human beings. He goes on. He's like, what are you trying to do? You critiquing the attack? You're going to help them do it better? Gotta love this guy. Speaking truth to power. He's telling them exactly the way New Yorkers feel. You think they're going to put this on the news? You think the radio is going to be talking about this? This was an attack that didn't really get to happen. The person who got hurt the most was the terrorist. But what would have happened? Saw a story in the New York Post. A guy was saying his sister was going to walk right up to the guy. She was one that got hurt. But it would have been worse, far worse. Had it gone off, she's dead. And he said, I'm angry. I'm angry we have to live like this. Hey, New York, I'll ask you this question. A decade, 2 decades ago, did you have to live like this? No, you didn't. Nowhere in America did we worry about this stuff. I'm just telling you. It's getting crazy out there. 200 people on this terror watch list, he says, less than that. I don't know how many there are. Maybe he got the right information. But he cracked me up. They should post this in every bodega, Yankee Stadium, for goodness sake, you know. I started sounding British. But you know what he's saying? Yankee Stadium, come on, what are you talking about? Tell you what I would do, I'd kick their doors in. I'd put them on a leaky raft out into the middle of the ocean. Oh, you can't think like that. He's a New Yorker. He's a Northeasterner. He's, you know, a tolerant guy. He's put up with this for a long time. You're exactly right. He's put up with this. This is the guy. These are the people that vote for the people like de Blasio who implement these types of rules. No surveillance of mosque. We don't want to offend anyone. What was that story we did where they don't want plexiglass in these bodegas, these stores? I don't know where this lady's located, but somewhere, black chick. And because it's offensive to black people to have to get their groceries or whatever through the bulletproof glass. Those are the people in New York and elsewhere that vote for this nonsense. And so this guy, he's telling you the truth. He's telling you what's on the mind of many New Yorkers, the ones that are plugged in. He's telling you, you know what? Let me just tell you what he's saying politically. I'm sick of these leftists.
I'm sick of de Blasio. I'm sick of Cuomo. I'm sick of every alderman, every person that calls himself a leftist and wants to tell me that I'm racist or whatever, because I want to be protected. I want to feel protected in my own country, in my own city. I don't want it being overrun by people who want to kill me. And he also knows it's not over. Not by a long shot. There's going to be more. And you have mayors of London and leaders of the free world, Trudeau and Macron in France, saying to people, hey, get used to this. The mayor of London, hey, this is the new normal. De Blasio believes it. Rahm Emanuel believes it. Chicago is going to, all these places are going to start having these issues if they don't already. And it's all because of leftism. Leftists know this is wrong. This guy, for all I know, union guy from New York, he's been there his whole life. He's like, hey, come on, you know, vote for the Democrat. They're the ones who put money in our pockets. Come on, what are you doing? Money doesn't do you much good when you're dead. Money doesn't do you much good when you've been run over by the caliphate. So, what's it all worth to you, New York? What's it all worth to you, liberals? None of us. Conservatives, we're compassionate. But we draw the line. We look at things with common sense. The Democrats are cretins. They don't care. They don't care at all. Anyway, we're going to have to take a short break. What do we got coming up? Megyn Kelly? We'll talk about Megyn Kelly? Yeah, let's talk about her.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
158. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here it is, the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah! We are covering some issues. You know what we're confronting? We're confronting racism. Leftists are full of it. We're confronting sexism. Leftists are full of it. While we're on that subject, there is a war against men in this country. And apparently, most people don't have the nads to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. I love women. I exalt women. My grandmother, she wasn't perfect, but I'll tell you this, she was an amazing woman. And there are many other women in my life who I think just are the salt of the earth. I look at conservative women and I tip my hat to you ladies. You're unbelievable. In a good way. I mean, you raise the most amazing children. You build up the most amazing men, beginning with the youngsters, with young boys. You teach them how to be gentlemen. You teach them how to comport themselves, and so on and so forth. I tip my hat to you ladies, but I don't tip my hat to a leftist woman. No way, no how. No matter how they try to appear, you understand their ideology, that underneath thing. It's kind of like you can dress them up. You can make them as beautiful as you want. They can come off as nice and just whatever. I promise you, they got scissors ready to cut you off. Cut off your manhood. They will do it in an instant. They raise emasculated men. They emasculate the men that they call themselves being with. Look at the way leftist men behave. Watch them at a cocktail party. Watch them at events. You can't tell them from their spouses. And I'm not trying to, you know, well, we're all brutes and manly men. No, we're nice guys. But you can look at a conservative family and you go, there's the father, there's the mother, there's the man, there's the woman. And it isn't like one's better than the other. It's just you see the lines of demarcation. You understand it. Nothing wrong with that. We've made it appear that way, even as I talk about it. There are people going, well, you know, Kevin, I'm not sure I want to, you know, I'm not going to buy it. Yeah, I know. You've been trained to be a chicken. Don't worry about it. See, what the idea of today is, you have to learn not to care. You got to learn that people are going to look at you. They're going to judge you on the way you do things. Just go to some cocktail party once and say, yeah, I was out skeet shooting, or I was out, you know, at the range the other day with my, you have a gun? Chuck, he's got a gun. Watch how they behave towards you. Tell somebody, you voted for Trump. Watch what happens. I'm talking about these leftists. And you know, right, the people on the right will do? They'll look at you and go, and then they'll come later and go, I voted for Trump too. Yeah, they don't want to say it. Let me tell you something, folks. Learn not to care. You say, Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm just telling you, learn not to care. That's what I talked about earlier today. I'll talk to you about it right now. Learn not to care. It's medicinal. Got to let go. Yeah. Understand that leftists don't like you, and they never will. They don't care about America as we know it. You talk, when we say, man, we got to stand up for America, they look at you like, stand up for what? Stand up for, you know, and then they go into this whole issue of what you should not like about this country. We got a lot to talk about today, but let me just tell you something. Learn not to care is the theme. Donald Trump's going to be accused of, you know, all this shenanigans with women and stuff. Learn not to care. And speaking of which, let's go into that. Let's talk about Donald Trump's accusers. Because in a quest for ratings, Megyn Kelly trotted out Trump accusers for her latest exclusive. And I liken this show to Geraldo Rivera's Al Capone's vault or Rachel Maddow's Trump taxes fiascos. That's what it had. It had all the elements of that. On the show, Kelly showcased three women who have allegedly been sexually harassed by Donald Trump. Jessica Leeds, Samantha Hovey, and Rachel Cooks. They told Megyn Kelly they were shocked when President Trump was elected in 2006 following a string of sexual misconduct allegations that spanned for years. One of these ladies, you gotta see her. Oh my gosh. My sister would say she tore up from the flow up. And I don't think she was pretty when she was young. But whether she was or she wasn't, you guys have heard me talk about Donald Trump in this vein and say, what? Really? A billionaire playboy can't get play? Donald Trump could. Let me tell you, it didn't matter what fetish Donald Trump had. It didn't matter what fantasies he had. There were dozens, if not hundreds, of women prepared to indulge him. The man didn't have, if he'd stuck his hand out, there are women who would have jumped on it and said, he grabbed me by and I liked it. You know what I'm saying? I think you guys know what I'm saying. I want you to hear one of Donald Trump's accusers explain her sordid encounter with the billionaire playboy. Check this out.
Is it your phone number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was, I don't know if that happened maybe a couple days later, but he actually came into the office, and I was sitting at my desk, and he just stood over it and asked me for my phone number. And
what?
I remember saying, what do you need that for?
Really?
But I gave it to him. He said, you know, he kind of stammered. You know, I think I caught him off guard.
Oh.
But he said, I'm going to give it to my modeling agency. We'll have them call you. It's like, of course, never heard from anyone.
What goes through your mind at that moment that you're handing over your phone number to him?
Maybe. Why did I give it to him?
You know, I was
maybe,
so
hey,
uncomfortable and a little,
he's
yeah, threatened. Like I didn't have a choice in agreeing to
no
do
choice.
That. But we were kind of talking about it last night, too. You feel like you have to say yes to guys. Like, you don't want to be the nasty girl, the mean girl who doesn't comply and who puts up a fight, I guess.
A fight?
So, yeah, I wish I had been stronger.
Stronger?
I mean, I feel differently now. I like to think things would be a lot different now.
Oh, yeah. Might have a different phone number. Can you believe that? Holy cow. That's the litmus test. That's what triggered her. He asked me for my phone number. A single billionaire business mogul comes over her desk and says, you know, hey, listen, could I get your phone number? And I was shocked. What do you want my phone number for? Because that's how I would communicate with you. I mean, today, can you imagine, hey, can I connect with you on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook Messenger or TeaPartyCommunity.com? Be sure to check that out. I mean, seriously. Lord knows Donald Trump, billionaire, you know, business mogul, wouldn't have the guts to say, hey, listen, would you want to go out sometime? Yeah, he's too shy. He needs to go through the innuendo of the ruse. The modeling ruse. You know, hey, listen, you want to be a model? I know I've got some connections in Hollywood. The real story here, folks, is how Megyn Kelly sat through that interview with a straight face. I mean, this is a show where she's revealing all of the terrible things that Donald Trump has done. And the best thing she can come up with is, well, he came to me and you hear the way she's telling the story? And he stood over my desk. He was looming. It was like his presence was bigger than God. And he says to me, can I have your phone number? And I was like, well, why do you want my phone number? Yeah, because every victim says to the person that they're really afraid of, why do you want my phone number? It couldn't be that she was flirting and he was flirting. And she was like, well, why do you want my phone number? And he was like, well, you know, I'm going to have my modeling agency call you. Okay, well, here it is. These people are incredible. This is, by the way, this is what's going to get Donald Trump to resign. He impeachable offenses, as Gillibrand said earlier, we've got to have the Senate, you know, people look into this. Donald Trump's going around asking women for their phone numbers, for goodness sakes. Y'all seeing how silly this is? I mean, am I being clear enough? Yeah, are y'all getting it? You guys got it? Okay. Sometimes I don't know if my sarcasm is coming through. That's her encounter. It wasn't, I was at a party, you know, he invited me up to his room, he forced himself on me, you know, by performing some sexual act and making me give him massages and promising me movie roles and, you know, putting me on the casting couch and inviting his friends. And I was, he was naked in the shower and told me to hand him a towel. Would I want to join him? I mean, this is a hot, these are the Weinstein allegations. Trump. Ask a woman out. I mean, ask her for a number. Didn't even ask her out. And she implies, well, he didn't have the guts. It must have caught him by surprise that I asked him, what do you want my number for? No. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Holy cow, Megyn Kelly. Really? Things are that bad over at NBC that you got to do a show with Trump women, and the best you could come up with was, he asked me for my phone number. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is amazing to me how the Democrats play their show. The strategy is like right in front of your face. I told you guys this. I said, look, I don't know if you guys remember, but it wasn't this long ago. Conyers resigning. Franken gets pushed out. I said, you know what they're doing? They're going to say they're cleaning house so that they can go back and retread on Donald Trump and say he was a sexual predator, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to try to force him to resign. So they had to have a couple skins on the wall.
Oh, we've cleaned up our act.
No, they haven't. Many, many more to come. But what's so sad about this, and this whole thing with Megyn Kelly, is the level of desperation she's gotten to. I mean, things have got to be pretty bad for you to come up with this kind of drivel to present. And then she backs it up with her tweets. Yeah, she's got this passive aggressive attack on President Trump. In fact, she called him in a tweet tone deaf when he tweeted about sexual allegations made against Al Franken. She tweets this: who that has been accused of sexual assault would have the gall to preach to others about sexual misconduct? How infuriating that would be. How tone deaf, Mr. President. Now, what's funny about this is Megyn Kelly says, who that has been accused? In other words, rendered guilty. How would you have the gall as in a person accused? Hey, I have the gall because I didn't do anything. How about that, Megyn Kelly? This is the thing. Megan and I, I'm friends with Megyn Kelly. She was one of the people that made sure that I got a deal at Fox. But I watch her today, and I'm going, I don't know this person. You know, let me tell you what I see. I see a person who doesn't know who she is. And so she's catering to the audience. Like it or not, Oprah Winfrey, Oprah said, this is who I am. Oprah revealed herself. I'm a victim of sexual abuse at the hands of my own family. Now, Oprah's not going to tell you that all her family are Democrats, but she'll tell you that. I was abused. I was passed around from uncles, whatever, you name it. She won't also tell you it was a Jewish guy, a Jewish man, who made her career for her. Most people don't know this. So, but here's the thing. Oprah took that pain. She started out sort of doing sensationalized journalism with going against the Phil Donahue's of the world, but she morphed it into something that became uniquely Oprah. And I don't like Oprah's politics, but I'll tell you, some of her shows back in the day, she covered issues and she tried to get deeper dives and really get into the humanity of it all. And I think that's what made her a household word. Megyn Kelly is sensationalizing. She's what's that lady's name? Jenny Jones. She's the Jenny Jones. That's who she reminds me of. You know, you're going to do a show and they brought you over and paying that kind of coin. Show me your personality and stop making it a personal agenda. Let the audience make up their minds about it. Say, we're going to have these women on, but I'm going to challenge them. She isn't challenging anybody. A woman comes on and says, Donald Trump asked me for my phone number. I felt so much pressure. Oh, my gosh. You know, I worked there. I don't even know if she worked for him or Donald Trump. You're a receptionist at his office. And he asked you for your phone number, and oh, my God. If he didn't want you there, he'd just say, look, I want somebody else. If he wants models, modeling agency, beautiful starlets, they're available to billionaires. I promise you. Go on 100-plus-foot yachts, and you don't see a bunch of ugly ladies that look like Hillary Clinton partying with billionaires. I don't care if the dude's 70 years old. He doesn't have a bunch of Hillary Clinton Pelosi types on the boat, on the yacht. He's got young, hot bodies. And you know what? If that group doesn't want to be on the boat, I promise you, there'll be a whole litany of them lined up, ready to get on the boat. George Soros could be on that boat. And I promise you, there'd be so many beautiful women ready to be with George Soros, you would sit there shaking your head going, "This, I know that, I know I'm not seeing this." Yeah, you are. Anyway, then she talked about this. She chimed in on Roy Moore's accusers. The allegations against Moore, which go back decades, and which Moore's campaign has insisted are politically motivated, range from unwanted pursuit to groping to assault. And this is the guy you want to be our next senator? Allegations, again, unwanted pursuit. Let me ask you, how many women, by show of hands, ladies, have had an unwanted pursuit? Did you consider that? Oh, my gosh, he shouldn't have never pursued me. How many? Okay, guys, let me ask the guys. Guys, have any of you been involved in an unwanted pursuit where the woman didn't want you? Because if you haven't, then you ain't human. You've pursued somebody that goes, no, that's just not my type. Okay. Women have been pursued. Women pursue people. And guess what? They're just not their type. It's unbelievable. What happened to Megan? She's revealed her true nature, I'll tell you that. Because, you know, people would tell me, Kevin, she's a liberal. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know. But then I was on an interview with her, and she debated me with some Black Lives Matter clown. And she was sticking up for them. And I was like, whoa, what just happened here? So I had to blast her. Clearly, folks, this exclusive, as they call this episode of her show, was for ratings, as well as she probably needed to solidify her bona fides. You know, because I heard that Megan couldn't even get guests on her show. I'm talking about celebrity guests. People were like, I don't want to be on her show. She's Fox. She's. And so Megan's going, no, look, I'm a liberal. I'm one of you. I just happen to be on Fox. And they're like, oh, I don't believe you. So now she's got to, if I beat up on Trump enough, then maybe people will get it. Oh, man, these people are rich. We have another clip, though. And this one is hysterical. All of these are hysterical because they're so nonsensical. And this is why I told you before, you got to learn not to care. You have to just look at this. And they tell you something like, oh, this happened. And you go, I don't care. Donald Trump just murdered somebody. I don't care. Donald Trump ran over, you know, the Pope. I don't care. You just have to really not care. Because if you care, leftists will take, they will use it to their advantage. Anyway, here's another girl. She's giving her harrowing story of what happened when she had a run-in with Donald Trump.
These dreams never included a man lining us all up to look us over like we were pieces of meat. These dreams never included a man coming into the backstage makeup area while I sat naked under a robe.
So this is a pageant girl saying that she never dreamed that she'd be looked over like a piece of meat. How dare they? Right? So that's number one. And then the second thing is, she says, and then he came in as I sat naked under a robe. And that's what did it for this brother right here. I just fell out laughing. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So this is another one of Trump's victims, a pageant girl. How much money? I don't know where. Think of all the pageant girls that Donald Trump has said. How much money did they pay this girl to come out and say this stupid thing? Whoever paid her had to go, you ain't getting a check. No, you cancel the check. Because she couldn't even keep the story. I was naked under a robe. Just for the record, that means you were wearing a robe. And then it begs other questions. Were you the only one there, pageant girl? I mean, was this a Harvey Weinstein type encounter where you're the only one there and Trump sneaks in and he says, hey, naked girl under a robe, watch me water the plant. And she's trying to get away. No, let me go with your eyes, Donald Trump. I'm naked under a robe. Let me go. Who else was around? Other pageant girls. It wasn't her by herself. Who else came in? Makeup artist, clothing personnel, people involved with the show. I don't know if you've ever been to one of these shows. I'm not trying to be all braggy or anything, but you go to one of these shows, being honest with you, the girls are naked, braless, getting on things and putting on outfits. It's nothing. People walk through there with wardrobe stuff. I mean, unless you're just a gawker, nobody cares. Nobody looks. It's just the way it is. If Trump walked back there, I promise you, there were many other men back there. Now, most of them were gay. Don't make that. But what about the lesbians? What about them? There, you think they're sitting there? Give me some of that. So, what do they got? They got nothing. But Megan could have had legitimate people on. People that Franken molested, people that Conyers molested, people that Alcee Hastings molested, people that Al Green have molested. Since we've been together. Not that Al Green, right?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.